gathered you as a hen gathers her brood, but you would not, and now your house is left to you desolate. Jesus pleading, Jesus weeping. Jeremiah 13, God weeps in Jeremiah 13, shedding tears over Israel's apostasy and unbelief and disobedience and defection from the truth. And the heart of God is broken. And the prophet says, God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So I see clearly that the Bible holds the sinner responsible. The Bible calls the sinner to repent and believe the truth.
2 Corinthians 5 gives us the duty as ambassadors to plead with people to be reconciled with God.
Yeah, we are to beg them, be reconciled to God. As it says, as though God were begging through you. That's exactly the language there. As though God were begging through you, be reconciled to God. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, make disciples of all the nations. We have the responsibility to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, to every creature.
Well, Scripture says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Does that then mean that those invitations and pleas and beseechings are the instruments God uses to call those?
That's exactly what it means. It means that people are saved, 1 Peter 1, they are begotten again by the word of truth. Or Romans 1:16, they are begotten again by the power of the gospel to save Jew and Gentile. So the power of salvation comes to the sinner in two ways. It comes directly from God when God by sovereign power gives life to the dead, when God by sovereign power awakens the sleeping sinner, when God by sovereign power gives spiritual sight to the one who was blind, and simultaneously the sinner is empowered to understand and believe the gospel. So it comes, apart from the scripture in one sense, it comes from God into the life of the sinner to give him life, and at the same time through the scripture, because salvation comes by hearing the truth concerning Christ, Romans 10. And so it is that conflux of God giving life to the sinner and awakening the sinner so that through the sinner's understanding now of the word of the gospel, salvation can occur. And it can never happen. Salvation can never happen apart from the regenerating work of God, which is the sovereign work of God, and at the same time, the believing of the sinner who embraces the truth of the gospel.